This article is from a 1939 Mirror Recorder. Air show was well organized. Crowd of 1,500 enjoyed the program Sunday weather delightful show. Hari and Green counties were well represented at Stamford Airport Sunday. Stunts were very effective and many passengers viewed scene from the air. Amplifier kept talent busy taking advantage of the beautiful warm, bright, day Sunday. A crowd estimated by manager Dayton Griffin at around 1,500 people went to the Stamford Airport Sunday to observe the planes in action and to attend the air show program which Griffin had prepared for them. There was one noticeable omission. It was the gliding exhibition by Warren Eaton, president of the Soaring Society of America. Mr. Eaton was to have given his exhibition Sunday of last week but, as everybody knows, a threatening rainstorm and an unfavorable wind caused a postponement of the program. No admissions were charged at the time. Meanwhile, Mr. Eaton had already been booked for an exhibition at the charity pageant held Sunday at Roosevelt Field, so through no fault of Mr. Griffin, this part of the program was necessarily omitted. However, there was plenty of action and people were present in numbers from Greene and Schoharie counties as well as Delaware County. The program was well organized. State Troopers Bentley and Coons directed traffic, Trooper Coons in charge of parking and Trooper Bentley keeping the crowd out of the way of the planes which were busy all day. During the afternoon, a breeze developed and the balloon ascension was delayed a bit on that account. Later, when the score of men released the big new bag for the parachute race, it shot upward so straight with the messers. Burnett perched on a double trapeze, one above the other, that a race was out of the question and it was not attempted, due to the danger of the chutes becoming fouled. Professor V.C. Burnett dropped first and his son, King Louis, went up several hundred feet farther before the collision hazard was eliminated, then he too dropped, the pair making a pretty exhibition. The balloon came down about three quarters of a mile away on the Frisee and Pierce farm. The stunt flying of Harold Bowen of Norwich in his taper wing Waco was a clever demonstration, especially his long vertical power dive and his upside down flying. His feats were performed with a cloud for a background, which offered an exceptionally pretty picture. Bowen is a pupil of Rickard, the Schenectady stunt specialist. One of the visitors to the airport was H.H. Lynn, of Track to Fame, from Morris. He flew to the Stamford Field in his new Stinson cabin monoplane, piloted by George Steed. A Commander biplane of the Oneonta Flying Club, with John Willie Hart as pilot and accompanied by Lester Haynes, also spent a short time at the field. A glider, constructed by Emerson Stevens, son of Dr. O.G. Stevens, the Stamford veterinary, was a center of interest during the day and afforded the crowd an opportunity to inspect the powerless frail craft. Over in Germany a short time ago a skilled glider pilot kept a similar craft in the air for 36 hours, which at that time constituted a world record. Clarence Johnson of Oneonta with his amplifier hookup afforded an opportunity for amateur talent in this vicinity to do their stuff. There were solos, duets, instrumental numbers, and every now and then an orchestra record, interspersed with comment on the program and other interesting touches. The final event of the day was a parachute drop by King Louis Burnett from manager Griffin's plane. It was as neatly executed as the others. The crowd was orderly throughout, the parking arrangements were perfect, and there were no accidents, which reflects credit on both the management and the troopers. This article appeared in the 1939 Mirror Recorder. Called the Stamford Airport by the paper, the location was the airport farm in South Gilboa.